It's October 24th. The war started exactly 8 months ago. There are things that you really begin to appreciate only in the times of war. For example, the ability to sleep without waking up from the howling of sirens and exploding shells, or full pockets of ammo. Could I think a year ago that I would be glad that all my pockets is full of ammo? In the war time, being able to take a shower is a great joy. Honestly, for several weeks I washed, if you can call it that, only with wet wipes. You quickly get used to it. The only bad thing is you can't really wash your hair with these wipes, so I need to have a short haircut. And now I can wash my whole head with a couple of spoons of water. I praise myself every day for buying warm, comfortable boots. I have an uncommon foot size and my battalion didn't have shoes to fit my foot. And the fact that I bought shoes in advance helps me a lot. Another thing that really helps me is the habit I developed back in my days as a reporter. It is the habit to always carry a spare pair of socks with me. I'll tell you the secret about the spare socks. You need to keep them as close to the body as possible. It makes them warm. And when it gets really cold, you need to wear these warm socks on frozen feet. It's great, better than Christmas. The cold season also has its advantages. For example, there are no insects. I get on very badly with them. I even don't know why. In the summer, we lived in one position where we could turn on the lamp in the evening, and thousands of different insects flew and crawled into its light. I woke up in the morning and shook them out of my sleeping bag and out of my clothes. Now I remember it with a shudder. Still, I hate cold. It was terribly cold in 2013 and 2014 when Ukraine in the Revolution of Dignity carved its way to independence. It was a terrible winter, fierce cold, brutalized cops on guard of the pro-Russian dictatorship, a lot of blood and pain. I was at this revolution as a journalist, but it changed me no less than those people who threw Molotov cocktails into armored vehicles and stormed administrative buildings. Like millions of other Ukrainians, I can say that the revolution completely changed my life. I hope I can tell you more about it someday. Now I just remember how cold it was when in Kyiv and how it seemed to us that with the expulsion of the pro-Russian president Yanukovych, everything would end. Those events are nearly 9 years old. 9 years, it is incredible. And the revolution is still going on. Now it has taken a new form. This is no longer a confrontation between a revolutionary mob and local security forces, but a full-scale and very cruel war. But the essence of the struggle remains the same. We are striving for complete and final independence, our bloodthirsty neighbor.